Blog Talk Radio.
Been good to me, Lord. So good.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, your mercy never fails.
Your mercy never fails.
All my days I've been held in your care. From the moment that I wake until I lay my head, oh, I will think of the goodness of God.
Don't think of the goodness of God.
I'm going to
say your goodness, Lord. You've been good to me. All my life. You've been faithful. So good. Goodness of the Lord. I must tell the world about your goodness. All of my days, you've been good to us, Father God. You've been faithful. And I like that idea that she said you've been faithful. When we wasn't doing what we were supposed to do, you yet was faithful. Didn't matter if we go to the right or to the left, you still fed us. You still made a way. You've been a faithful God. So my whole life, I'm going to declare it, your goodness. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the four in Christ Jesus. I'm truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Know that you could have been doing some other things, but you chose to spend this hour with us today, and we don't take that slight. We thank God for you. We're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we'll move on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. It truly is a blessing when we can look back over our lives and see how faithful God has been to us. Amen. It truly is a blessing. Amen. Scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this day, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches the word. And then we're thankful for those who called in and those who are listening by internet. Father God, we give you praise. And as the song says, Father God, your goodness is running after us. And we're so thankful, Father God, that we know as we look back over our life that you've been faithful through the years. Father God, bless each and every one in a mighty way. Be with all those who are bereaved today, Father God. Touch their hearts and comfort them. Be with those that are going through, Father God, and help them to make the right decisions in their life and help them to trust in you. Be with all those who are sick and shut in, Father God. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, help us stand on the word of God and trust you, Father God. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, let us put our trust in you, Father God. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind to this word today as our pastor teaches, Father God. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate it. Heartfelt prayer. And let me say this, brothers and sisters. I want to begin by saying that you are in God now. You are of God.
Yeah.
You know, when we read John 15, and you got to get this like this, and then you're going to be able to understand the statement I'm going to make. But before I make this statement, I want you to understand what you are, who you are. Because you'll never be able to claim this stuff unless you start recognizing what you are and who you are.
Right.
The Father God make you part of him. Please hear that. I don't care about what the devil say. Recognize what God said, that he had made you part of him. Pastor, could you read John 15, 1 through 7 right now for me, please?
Yes, Pastor. Reading from the King James. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. You may read it in another version, even later on today or another time. And I'm going to do it today, maybe tomorrow, another time. But we're going to break down that word if. But right now, what I want you to see is Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Then he says, he called us branches.
Amen.
And he says, if you're a part of us, then you're going to do what we do. You're going to be as much part of what's going on as we are what's going on. So he explained it like this, saying, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purged it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Then he said, ye are cleansed through the word which I've spoken unto you. It's the word that gets you clean. It's the word that makes you like him. So he said, if you're abiding in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. It can't get any clearer than this. Jesus says, I am the vine. Think about it.
Amen.
I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He called you a branch. He called you being connected to him. For him to call you a branch is like him calling you his right arm.
Amen. Amen.
For him to call you a branch is like Jesus saying, you're my right eye.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
For him to call us a branch, it is just as he's saying, you're just like my heart in my chest.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And then he put the condition that abide in me. Stay in me. See, unless you stay there, you won't be able to bring forth fruit.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, you need the vine. I just wish everybody understood that. He, in other words, he's saying to me, you need this word, but I need you to live in it. I need you to stay in it. And then he says, now, I'm not going to make you do anything. It's conditional. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is weathered, and man gathered and cast it. I want y'all to see that, because what I want to share with you is from Ephesians 2:10, that, and it make it just as much as part of him when he says this in Ephesians 2:10-13. He says, We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by which is called the circumcision in the flesh, that at that time, now this was when you didn't, when you weren't part of the vine. He says, at that time, ye were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger for the covenant of promise, having no hope. Isn't that what that's saying over there in John 15? If you don't stay, man, there's no hope for you. You can't bear fruit. You got to stay connected. Because at one time we had no hope and without God in the world. And here's one of the most popular verses in my, I just love this verse. But now, in Christ Jesus, sometime we're far or made nigh by the blood. But now, you confess who you are.
Thank
and it
you,
all Lord. Depends on you. It ain't depend on God anymore now. He laid it out there. But now, it is when we began to take our place. That's going back to John 15 again. It began by when we began to take our place. Our place began to assure our rights and privilege in Christ, that God began to respond to us. You see how that works? When you take your place.
Thank you, Lord.
When you take your place. Oh, I just wish I had time.
Thank you, Lord.
When we take our place, it began to assume our rights and our privilege in Christ, that God began to respond to us. I hope that making sense. He says, now in Christ, what made us in Christ? Almost what Pastor read a moment ago in Ephesians 1 and 10 and 13. Oh, we can go there too. Was that Ephesians 1, Pastor, you read a moment ago?
Ephesians 1 and verse 3.
Okay. Well, verse 10, if you'd be so kind to read that, Pat.
Okay. King James. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen.
And what that 13th verse says, Pastor?
Verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen.
It's when you take your place.
Yes.
When you take your place. I wish I had another way of trying to explain this to you, brothers and sisters. But I want you to hear this. The only way you take your place is getting in Christ. There is no other way. And you don't say this. This is something you do. And you recognize it by confessing it. That's how you do it. Want to know how you do it? By confessing it.
Amen.
You confess what the word of God says you are, and you disagree with God. Just like over in John 15. Yeah. So when you get, he says, abide in me now, and I in you. So, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. So your confession has to be, Lord, I'm abiding you. I'm going to live in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know unless I live in you, and the way to live in you is to live in your word, because you
mm-hmm.
are your word.
Yeah, yeah.
They have nothing to do with no building, brothers and sisters. They have nothing to do with the people you hang around. This has to do with what the word of God says. Colossians 1 and 12, Jesus, when you believe the gospel of our salvation,
mm-hmm.
you done believed it. You done act on it. Let me make another point. We are holy without blame in him before God. So as long mm-hmm. as you remain in Christ. But look at Ephesians 1 and 4. It says, bless your heart. The fourth verse says this. According as he have chosen us in him. Agree with that. Agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you that you chose me to be in you before the foundation of the world. So my mama had nothing to do with it. My daddy had nothing to do with it. I was going to be here. You had so many ways to get me here. But you'd already decided I was going to be here before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I understand all the stuff. I understand America wasn't even formed. I understand that Europe wasn't here. I get all of that, Lord. And Africa wasn't even on the map yet. You had already chosen me. It had nothing to do with my color, had nothing to do with my status. It had nothing to do with none of that stuff. You chose me before the foundation of the world. Now, Lord, I see this. I'm going to agree with you.
See,
just start agreeing with what the word of God says. So it says, according as it has, you have chosen us in him, see, in Christ, in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Hallelujah.
So when God sees us, he sees us in Christ. You know why?
Yeah.
God had predestined. He predestined that we should be this kind of people.
Thank
but
you,
man, been so sin conscious instead of being righteous conscious. Until everything looks like a sin, it's become a perception. Yeah.
Mm.
But you can get the wrong perception now. Don't think you can. You can get the wrong perception.
Amen.
So sometimes we have to change our perception. A lot of people can't win because they had the wrong perception. You get a different perception, you're going to win. That sometimes it requires that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, your perception becomes your profession because that's what you're mm-hmm. professing. You're professing you're something different. So in Christ, but he said, but now in Christ. So we are holy without blame in him before God. Now, if you keep that same perception or that same attitude, this will never be a reality to you. Because you're going to always be governed by your past. You're going to always be governed by what other folks say.
Mm.
So you won't even have a perspective. So you can't maintain one. You know what? You're too busy trying to be what other folks have declared and decreed when you can be what the Word of God say you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Christ now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because you're in him, you're holy. I read, mm-hmm. if you'll be so kind, read Philippians 2 and 15, Pastor.
Okay. King James, Philippians 2 and verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without reproof. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. Amen, amen.
You're in a real corrupt society, people. And they think you should be like them. I promise you, tomorrow, if the Lord say so. Because you need to know that if is a big word. If may be one of the largest words in the Bible other than the word and God. It's huge. And he says, if you abide in me.
All right.
If you. Yeah, that's what it said. I didn't say this. He says, if you abide in me.
Yeah,
and I'm going to show you. I mean, I probably won't show you all, you know, every time it's mentioned, but I'll tell you this. If a man abide not in me, see, because that word is conditional. You could and you could not. So, but if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. The issue being, we haven't allowed the word to abide in us, to live in us. We want to live in the word, but the word has to live in us as well. The word is a conditional word, and we'll get into that at another time, maybe even tomorrow. But here's the thing. It has to work both ways, brothers and sisters. So when Jesus says, I'm the vine, ye are the branches, you can't say, and I'm going to tell you this, you can have the vine without the branches, but you can't have the branches without the vine.
Ooh, all right now.
Because the branches cannot bring forth fruit unless it stay connected to the vine. The vine can just run, but it has to stay connected if the branch is going to bring. Jesus is staying connected to the Father. Because he says, now I'm the vine, but my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So he's controlling this thing. So I want y'all to know that the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Branch can't do it. Stop trying. Yeah. Forget it. It's not going to work. Well, I don't know this and I don't know that. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters. When you're connected to the vine, the Bible says, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken. So the word is what cleansed us. It's the word that gave us that life. It's the word that gave us redemption. It's the word that brought us from spiritual death to this new life. It's the word that caused sickness and disease to evaporate. It is the word that get us out of that way of thinking, that poverty, and all of that mess. It's the word of God that give us
eternity.
And it's in the word of God that we have our inheritance.
Thank you, Lord.
But now. When you read that 13th verse, it said, but now. See, and what that means is, when people get through throwing all these rocks at you and they tell you this and tell you that, but now, that's what it's about. Alabama Crimson Tide won all them games, all these championships. Then finally, Georgia can say, but now,
all right,
we're two-time champs, but now. So when you say that, that kind of put a damper on everything in the past now.
All right.
Yeah. It's right now. We're getting ready to go into March Madness, and I'm going to say this. I hope this enlightens some of you all. Everything you did in the regular season really doesn't mean nothing right now. Because it's but now. Now's the time you got to win. If you want to... If you want to get the prize, it starts right now in the March Madness. You got to go, and the team that you think you should automatically be, it's not an automatic. That's why I call it March Madness. I never forget. Last year, I had my hope built up with Kentucky. Man, they left the first round. People couldn't believe it. It was shocked. You're a no-name team. I'm seriously. So it's about now. You can't live on what you did last year. I was looking at North Carolina. They might make it in. They may not make it in because it's about now. I know you got good records, and I know I can give you all the stats and all that. But now, what you got? Can you win now? So that's what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. You know, I used to go to this church. But now, where are you at in the Lord?
Yeah.
Are you in Him? I get it. You sang and you did this, but now.
But now. Hallelujah.
But now, are you a joint heir with Christ? But now, have you inherited your inheritance? But now, I know what you did in the past, but I want to know about right now.
All right. Hallelujah.
But now, are you in Christ? I know you've been in churches, you've been in organizations, but now, are you in Christ?
Hallelujah.
We've come to that point where if anybody have any questions or any concern or anything you want to share, just press 1 and we'll let you do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, Pastor, I'd like to read that first scripture we shared from John 15, verses 1 through, in the Message Bible, it's verses 1 through 8. So I like to share that. Begin with the first verse. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grape, and every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back so that it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature my disciples. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's plain, brothers and sisters. It doesn't get any plainer. I want to say one thing to that, because that is something we were talking about earlier. But let me say this. I have this brand new stove. It's electric. It's electric. And it's got all kind of food in that refrigerator and in that freezer. But unless I hook that stove up to that electricity, don't mean jack. All the food's going to go spoil and because I can't cook.
Amen.
Not on that stove. I may go out there in the yard and make a profit. I can't cook on that stove because it has to be connected. It has to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a magic wand. I kind of wish I could just speak. And I want y'all to hear this. It's important that you know that that stove has to stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay connected. And if you don't stay connected, it ain't going to work.
That's right. Amen.
It's about like, if you ever had power in your house to go out?
Yeah.
You can stick that TV in that plug all day long. If ain't no power there, ain't nothing happening.
Amen.
Because
you're
not connected. You got to stay connected.
Amen.
Oh, let me see that cord, boy. And he put it up in that socket. No, there's no power there. There's no juice there. You got to stay connected, man.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
You stay connected, he says, by abiding in that word, and that word abide in you. It works both ways. Anybody else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Mm. Well, tomorrow's Thankful Thursday. I'm excited. Can't wait to hear from some of you guys about Thankful Thursday, what you're thankful for, maybe a scripture, something going on in your life that you want to share.